Good morning.
Ooh, I like that. We're awake today.
So the title of my sermon today that the Lord had given me, I battled with it for many days. It changed different names, and that's how you know when God is working, because you're battling with yourself to listen to God. So, to introduce you guys to it, denying pride to love humility. And this time today, I'm going to introduce the text first. So, if you have your cell phones or Bibles with you, can you please open your Bibles to the 29th chapter of Proverbs, verse 23 to be exact. I'll say it again. Proverbs 29, verse 23. And if you're reading from the NIV version, which I have, it says, "A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor." I'll say it again. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor. Pride, it's one of those things that if you say you do not deal with, I would say you're probably not human. It is something I think we all have found ourselves battling against. Quick little story. This summer, I graduated in May, and I was making sure that whatever I did, I was going to be successful. And there's this ministry job I've been working the past two summers, and I said I wasn't going to go back there because that is a summer job. That is a job I did during the summer. Now that I graduated, I need to move up. I need to venture out. And so I applied to six jobs, three in California, three here in Illinois. I got told no all six times. That was a punch to the gut. It hurt. And so I was like, all right, whatever, God, you got it. I applied for the job. But see, I didn't want to just apply for any position. The last 2 years, I was already at the lowest position that I can get. I was like, well, if I'm going to do this job, I've served my time. I gave enough time already. I need to move up. So I applied for a position, what was called an administrative director. And you are not at the very top, but you have a lot of say-so. You pretty much help the camp run. Well, I got denied by that as well. Another punch to the gut. And so then, you know, because I couldn't find no other job, I said, whatever, I'm going to go with it because I need to make money, right? Money doesn't grow on trees. And I get there, and I found out that they hired somebody else for that position that I wanted. And this person never worked at camp before, never even worked at a Christian camp before. And I was like, So the guy who's been working here for a couple years can't get a position. You know, and I felt like I set myself up. I was taking ministry classes. I was serving my community. And that was on my resume. I felt like you guys did not check out my resume. I am qualified for this position. I deserve this position. And the person that they hired ended up getting demoted. I was like, you know when you try to tell somebody something, they don't listen to you. Normally we say, I told you so. Right? And so I told them, trying to humble myself or thinking I was humbling myself, I go to them, I said, hey, I understand that this situation has came upon you guys, and because of that, everybody else is going to have to work twice as harder. I am willing to serve as in my position and their position as well, because I want it that bad. You know what they told me? No. Today I am talking about pride, not because I find that this church deal with it, but because God was speaking to me. And if I'm speaking to you today, I need you guys to say amen, please.
Amen.
Thank you to everybody that said amen. For the rest of you, don't worry, I know you out there. So I hate being told no. I hate it. I'm a competitor. I'm somebody who's going to fight, scratch, whatever. If I want something, I'm going to go get it. So being told no sucks. You want me to tell you what else sucks? When you tell the flesh no. Woo! When you deny yourself that piece of cake for Thanksgiving, it's going to hurt. When you choose not to do what everybody else is doing, it's going to hurt. But you want me to tell you what else is going to hurt even more is when you break the relationship with God. When you choose to do your own over God, it's going to destroy your relationship. We rather lie to ourselves saying, God, I can deal with it. Or, God, hey, I can handle it on my own. Or when God is trying to give us tips, and us being people who know everything in today's world, we normally say, I know. God's telling you, don't go there. You're saying, I know. Hey, you probably shouldn't hang out with them. I know. We know so much in today's world, we are becoming blind to our own ignorance. The world has equipped us with so much, cell phones, computers, media, that we know so much. You don't know anything. God is going to humble you. There's a old saying that you can choose your choices, but you cannot pick your consequences. Go ahead and tweet that for those tweet people. So, from our text, we read out of Proverbs 29, verse 23. And if you guys know the book of Proverbs, you know this is the book of wisdom. The book of wisdom was written by a wise man, Solomon, son of David. He was very wise. And when he wrote the book of Proverbs, he had a purpose. He was set out on a mission. He was going to complete his will, or God's will. It says, this book was written to enable the readers to learn and apply the fear of the Lord to their lives, to know wisdom and instruction. If you put your pride over instruction, you're saying, I know. So the verse says, a man's pride will bring him low. But a lowly, humble spirit will obtain honor. Let's listen. A man's pride will bring him low. There's some of us that are in the valley. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but you are battling. And because of that, you are in the valley. But a humble spirit will obtain honor. Meaning that you can go to the mountaintop. When he says the word, but, that means there is hope. That means you can do this. And if you do this, you have a chance to do this. God is giving you hope. He's giving you mercy. He's giving you grace. That word but is very important for us Christians, because we like to do this, but God says, but I'm giving you a choice to do this. What God is also telling us in this message is that your success your thought of, oh, I have the bragging rights because I have a new car, or I have a new job, or my bank account, or maybe it's because of that relationship that you're in, whatever it may be, that very thing, that idol can bring you low. But if you deny the flesh, if you deny that gut feeling, that earthly, that bodily feeling, you can obtain honor. You can obtain victorious glory within God. Amen. Thank you. We have seen people accomplish commendable things, great things in the world. But as soon as they pat themselves on the back, as soon as they say, look at me, we like to disqualify them because nobody likes a prideful person. Nobody likes somebody who just boasts. We don't have to come to church to know that pride, a prideful person sucks. It's easy to point out somebody else's pride, but can you point out your own? When's the last time you looked at yourself in the mirror and said, oh, maybe my pride has been disqualifying me from God's honor? For example, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 11, Jesus tells a story to his disciples, tax collectors, sinners, and it's a story about a lost boy. And in the story, the lost boy goes to his father, and he says, give me my rightful earnings. Give me my share of the estate. So the father does so. He gives him his share of the estate. Without even, no questions. Why are you, what are you going to do? No questions. He just gives it to them. He says, give it to me. No thank you. No appreciation. No follow up with the father saying thank you. And so he goes out. He goes to a far country land. And he spends, it says in the Bible, it says he lived wild. He spent his money wildly. That's like you inheriting something from your family or from a family member and you going to Vegas. It's time to have fun. He went to Vegas. Spent all his money and he found himself in a dark place. Because soon after, he spent all his money, all the possessions. And when it's gone, right? And when you don't give glory to God, he will take what is from you to humble you. So the young man found himself in a bad position, doing dishonorable things. There's some of us who have done dishonorable things to get something that we want. He was feeding pigs, and as a Jewish boy, touching swine, touching pigs, feeding pigs is very dishonorable. And then he found himself eating with the pigs. How many of us will eat with the pigs? Right. And it says in the text that he was starving to death. Starving to death. Some of our spirits are starving to death. We have not given our spirits the proper nutrition. Our spirits are starving to death. And then it says he came to his senses, asking for forgiveness, asking for mercy. He ran back to his father. His father, being the great father that he is, welcomed him with open arms, with mercy. Waited for his son. The young man was humbled by his decisions. By his decisions. As we see, the boy lost everything. He had strayed away from his father. He had strayed away from his only source of blessing because he thought he knew it all. There's some of us that feels like, oh, I'm the doctor. I'm no longer the patient. And once you feel like, oh, I know the Bible enough, you become self-sufficient, self-righteous. I have the glory. Hey, God, you can sit down a little bit. I'm okay. I got it from here. God will humble you quick. And when you think you are moving up, God will say, I will bring you back down to reality. pride is stunting your growth and our growth as a church. I'll say it again. Pride is stunting your growth and our growth as a church. That means there's work to be done. When I say stunted growth, what I mean is the definition for stunted growth is a condition that primarily affects people who suffer from malnutrition. When your growth is stunted, typically you have a short height or low body mass. Your spirit is not being fed. Some of us are missing the nutrition that we need to continue to grow with God. And we choose to be silent about it because we're okay. We're content with where we are at. Say, God, you done blessed me enough. Thank you. I'm good from here. There's some people that have won the lottery and then a year later they're in more debt than ever. You ever think about that? When the spirit is not fed properly, when your spirit is stunted, it is not being cared for correctly. And there's something that you need to do quickly, because if you do not, you will stay in the same position. Not for 5 years, not for 10 years, 20 plus more. And you'll be mad because you'll be working at the same place, or you'll be in the same position that you were when you were younger. And you'll ask God, why am I still here? How come I have not accomplished something much greater? So let's look at some examples of malnutrition, of how your pride can be a malnourishment. Remember that time where you had a really good friend and you were loyal to that friend and they backstabbed you? Maybe they told a secret, or they threw you underneath the bus. You're like, come on, man. Why? And because of that anger inside your heart, because of that pride, you have yet to make peace with that person. Or what about that time that the person at your job got that raise, and you're like, hold on. I've been working harder than them. I don't show up late. I accomplished, I'm here every day. And I don't get a raise? Your pride is getting in the way of you being happy for that person. Or what about that time where you were a young kid and you had to sit in the back seat and your older sibling got to sit in the front? Boy, didn't that make some of us mad. I hate sitting in the back seat, especially with my younger sister, who wasn't even 12, was in the front seat. Up there in the front seat. So these are some examples. These are telltale signs of your pride getting in the way of you being happy for somebody else. Think about when you plant a seed in the ground. God is the fertilizer. Your actions are the seeds that you're putting in the ground. When you put your pride in front of it, you're stopping rain, you're stopping sunlight from approaching that seed. Your pride is the ultimate blessing blocker. Point two. Progress is within the process. Some of you didn't hear me. Progress is within the process. Okay, I don't think y'all hear me. Need to take a drink for that. This is soul food, you guys. What I'm about to give you right now is soul food. This is food for the soul. Humility is food for the spirit. Humility is a sign of spiritual growth. Being humble does not come, you know, in a day or a night, but it is a day-to-day process. This is a lifestyle. To be humble is a lifestyle. See, within the process, we struggle with it. Because you're telling your flesh no. You're telling your earthly mind no. You're telling your actions no. I can't do that. I need to listen to God. You're denying yourself. You're not thinking of yourself less, but you're thinking of God more. It's going to make you uncomfortable. It is going to make you question. You're not going to understand it at first. The reason why you're not going to understand it is because the world is telling you it's about you. The world is telling you, you can have it all. If you do this, you can have it all. How do you think we became sinners today, generations ago, starting in the book of Genesis? For some of you who know the Bible, you know pride was one of the first sins to be introduced. You can have it all. The main reason humility is so hard in today's world is because we don't like to put God's will above our own. Bless you. At the end of the story about the lost son, about the lost boy, also known as the prodigal son, we find that there is an older brother. This older brother sees that his dad is throwing a celebration for his younger brother, right? And by the way, some of us can relate with the younger brother. Now it's time to talk to the other side of pride. The older brother. The older brother, he sees the celebration. And he's like, hold on, he got to go to Vegas. He got to take the family possessions, bring agony and pain to the family name, and he gets a celebration? Oh, no, I will not be a part of it. And if you think about it, and you think really deep within your heart, as a church, we have done that. Because there are some things people do in high positions that as soon as you see sin upon them, you disqualify them from the position they hold. Ooh, it's quiet. It is quiet. That means we're listening. I love it. I'll say it again. As soon as you see sin among somebody's life who is in a high position, you disqualify them from that position they are holding. The older brother was jealous. He was mad. As some of us say, he was pissed. Oh, no, Father, you mean to tell me he gets this and comes back and gets grace? The fattened calf, a party? And then he says to the father, where's mine? I've been loyal to you. There's some of us who believe that we have been loyal to Christ and we've done everything to Christ and we feel entitled. There's some of us who want it all. I go to church every Sunday. I read my Bible. I give tithe. But God said, that's not it. Keep going deeper. Go deeper. But when you measure yourself and you say, I'm here, God will bring you back down. What I realized within myself in my walk with Christ is that it is a journey. And as I continue going deeper, and as you guys will continue going deeper, you will realize that when you go deeper into this word, when you go deeper with God, you will realize how you are not qualified to serve. And I don't say that to put you guys down, but think about what is really being said. When your relationship with Christ goes deeper, you will understand that you are less and less qualified to work for Him. But He said, I will use you. Your story is unique, but you have to deny that flesh. Sorry, I lost my place. Oh, so back to the older brother. The older brother did not want to come in, so the father goes to him. He meets him where he is at. And he says, watch how the father humbles the older son, this angry man, this older brother that feels like he is entitled. Listen, he says, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because your brother of yours, that means he's taking ownership now, the brother of yours was dead and is alive again. And he said he was lost, but now he is found. There's some of us who are lost in our pride, and we need to be found. There's some of us who want to cast out and point fingers, but we need to look at ourselves. Being humble is a gift. It is something that's going to take day to day. And the reason why I say it's a gift is because when you are humble and when you have a humble spirit, you're telling God, use me. You're telling God, I am ready to be used. See, God is going to hold back certain blessings from you until you learn how to handle the first one. I'm talking to somebody out there. There's some of us who have been blessed, and you are still living on your last blessing. You are still glorifying and praising yourself for your last blessing. Like the younger son. He splurged. He didn't know how to handle it. There's some of us who wants to be promoted but don't know the process and the progress that it needs to take to get there. I wanted to be promoted, but God said, whoa, let me bring you back to earth. Let me sit you back down. Because where you think you are, where you think you're going to go, no. I'm going to direct it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2, it says, if anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known as he ought to know. I can drop a pin in here and it'll be loud. God is saying what you may speak of, what you think you may have understood, it has yet to come. The book of wisdom is teaching us, is preparing us to live with God, to live with Christ, and showing us how to be model citizens. John the Baptist, somebody who is very honorable, very commendable within the New Testament. He is baptizing people. And then he prophesies how Jesus is coming one day. Somebody greater than him. Somebody, he can't even tie his sandals. And then Jesus gets there and Jesus starts baptizing people. And then John the Baptist, his disciples come to him and says, John, this man is baptizing people. You should be mad. And John goes, no. He must become more. I must become less. Wow. I'll say it again. He must become more. I must become less. Woo. I am talking to myself when I say that he must become more. I must become less. Get down from your high horse. We must take the approach of humility. If Jesus had a prideful mindset, those whips and lashes would have been for nothing. Him taking up his cross would have been for nothing. If Jesus would have had the same mindset that we have today, he would have died on the cross and never came back. But he died and came back for some more. He said, I want you. You're going to come with me. But you need to take up your cross. It's not going to be an easy walk. I know this sucks. To hear this, it hurts. There's some of us who want it all. But God said, no, I'm going to give it to you. It's through me that you get it. Not through yourself. When you see the progress, when you see the blessings, when you realize your spiritual growth, and you are reaping a righteous harvest, give thanks to the man above. Blessings will continue to come. What you think you know, you do not. Elders, the band, you may come up. I end the message with this. Pride. Pride is thinking more of yourself. And it is telling God, I am enough. I can do bad on my own. There's some of us here today that is suffering from that. There's some of us here today that let our pride get in the way and decided to walk away from God. There's some of us here today that decided to point the finger at God and say, you're the reason why I'm in this pain. I did everything to praise you. I worshiped you. I came to church. I did enough. And you're still not blessing me. And because of that, you turned your back to God. And you found yourself in a worse position than you were before. There's some of us today that feels like you don't need to say sorry. You don't need to come back to church. Or maybe you don't need to put down your earthly possessions because you can handle it. And God is telling you today, humble thyself and gain honor. Obtain it. A humble spirit is telling God, I'm willing to work for you. It is letting go of that earthly possession and saying, God, take it from me. I want everybody to close your eyes and bow your head. What I'm asking that you guys look in your spirit. Go to that place where you stop growing. Where you stop feeding your spirit. Where your spirit was not getting the proper nutrition. And you welcome God in that point. I understand that disasters happen in your life. But do not let the pride block you from receiving a blessing. Welcome God into that point. Bring Him to that location in your heart and say, God, you got it. I don't want it anymore. Take it from me so I can grow with you, so I can live a life with you, so I can live a righteous life. More of you, less of me, God. And make that sacrifice. Let Him in. We are human. We're not going to be perfect. But God loves us. And He says, I'm willing to take away your pride to give you humility so you can work with me. So if any of you need prayer, if any of you are ready to confess your life to Christ today, if any of you are ready to let go of your pride and accept humility, I ask that you come up here for prayer. I ask that you let it go today. Lord Father, I pray that you continue to heal us. We are not self-righteous. You are righteous, Lord God. Some of us have planted a seed and we're not seeing the harvest. We're not seeing the fruits. It has left us in a dark place because we feel entitled. But Lord God, that entitlement, Lord God, I ask that you destroy it, you wipe it away. Our needs are met each and every day by you, Lord. And the things that we want, Lord God, are the blessings that you are giving us, God. I thank you for each and every individual that has came here today, Lord. I pray blessing upon their lives, Lord God, that when they leave these doors, that they'll understand that humility is acceptance to be used by you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, because your grace and mercy upon our lives, Lord. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen.